So we're going to kick off our conversation with Busi Lurayi. She is, of course, taking up a new lead role in that show dedicated to the music of talented late jazz singer Nina Simone. Busi, thank you so much for making the time to step out of your rehearsals to speak to us this evening. I understand the show is opening on the 1st of February at the Market Theatre here in Joburg. Are you knee deep in rehearsals right now?
Yes. Firstly, thank you so much for having me. It's always lovely to share what we are about to tell. Telling stories always needs a preview of its own, right?
Right, exactly.
So yes, we are in the thick of rehearsals, having a fantastic time, preparing and learning and sort of like challenging ourselves as well. And we look forward to celebrating Black History Month, which is the play that's being chosen by the Market Theatre, as they've been celebrating Black History Month in the last 5 years. And this is the offering we have for our audience this year.
All right, fantastic. I'm going to come back to that issue as well of Black History Month in a moment. But first, let me ask you this. Many people know you from television. You've done shows like City Sesla. But I bet they don't know you can sing.
Yes. Look, these are sometimes we do find ourselves having these hidden talents that sometimes we don't know. But originally, I'm from theatre. And what theatre sort of compels you to do is to sort of say, what are the skills that are, you know, needed when you have to tell stories? You tell stories in so many different ways. So you struggle to be a performer and then have to say, I can talk, but I can't sing. I can sing, but I can't move. It all makes sense. So I believe now I've been challenged to sing. I do enjoy. Yeah. I really do.
It's amazing. I mean, most people, as I said, would have watched you on TV, but very few mm-hmm. people know quite often that with an artist like you, that they hail from theatre, that is really their background. And also
Absolutely.
That it's just such an important building block in terms of being a thespian, isn't it?
Absolutely. The one thing about theatre and the real timeness of it is that it teaches you how to tell a story and not play a character.
Mm.
And also often television doesn't give you the allowance because it's not in the present, it's not in the now. And of course, because we are in South Africa, which is quite unfortunate, we are told characters to play. We never, ever, ever get sort of like threatened by saying, who is the human? Who's the person you're telling a story to? What is the right now reaction? What do you do when you don't have the stuff around you? What do you do when you don't have an editor? What do you do when you can't stop to consider a thought?
Yeah,
you have conversations. You translate
a
story. You say to people, I'm here to tell you something that I know for sure, and I'm here to make you listen. And theater, for me, that's the beautiful thing that says any artist who's come from a theater background, not to take away anybody else who hasn't, you always understand that at the core of it, it's really about translating a story and getting away from the caricature, the celebrity of it, the live camera action.
Mm-hmm.
It's human and it's right now.
You know, you've just reminded me of something which I hadn't actually thought of. And when you're working in a medium like television, particularly where you're doing a series, I mean, clearly there's a very high turnover of content. I mean, theatre clearly gives you that space as an actress to just breathe, to do all the emotional memory work, to really develop that character. I mean, that must just be an opportunity to take a breath, take a step back and decide what you're going to do with this character.
Absolutely. And, you know, the nice thing we've always said about theatre is that when you are in that space, on top of a stage, there's absolutely no judgment. You have to lend yourself. And when you lend yourself to translating something important, you sort of sit still and you reconsider. Like you said, it's no longer theory.
Mm.
It's not tapping into sort of playing with the emotion of somebody else who has to be heard.
Yes.
With an audience that has no time to say, okay, is this a real world? Is this where they live? Is this how they live? They only have that one moment to say, I just want to listen.
Right.
And then it forces you to say, I can't be caught up in with my glasses, how my makeup looks. I have to be caught up in the right now. And look, this is how we need to talk stories in Instagram, news, music. This is where we need to start saying stories to be told. We need to treat them with extreme sensitivity. And this is why I'm always happy to come back to the theatre, because it will then make me a stronger TV actor should the opportunity come back again.
Right. I want to ask you about the what goes into breathing new life into a character who's already lived, whom you've never personally had a chance to meet, but whose life in a way has been sketched out already, whose character in a way has been sketched out already. How do you determine your entry point into that person who was once a living, breathing human being?
You know, for me, when I sat down, firstly, I'm being challenged. When people say to me, "You are playing Nina Simone," I very quickly play them and say, "Oh, that's a very dangerous point to make." Mm. You know, no one can play Nina but Nina Simone.
Right.
We all know that. Hence, there hasn't been a lot of documented plays. So for me, it was really sitting down and saying, "What is your truth to what you know for sure about Nina? Not Nina the star. What was Nina's challenge? Story? Why did she exist? Why were you inquisitive about her?" And so for me, it starts from saying, why was she important? Why did she exist? And in the knowing why should she still exist? And of course, people who passed on, you have to interrogate, what was it that she hoped her message would be? And here am I have an opportunity to almost complete the story, to almost say that she wished and hoped people could hear, pass on to a generation. So the best thing to do when I prepare for a show like this is really, really, really find the truth of how I perceive it. Because if I'm going to be telling a lie, if I don't understand what the movement of Nina was about, I cannot tell the person next to me. We cannot play broken telephone about telling important events. So it's just finding the truth and just saying, how do I embody, how do I allow myself to live in the spirit of Nina and use her important tools to tell? And as we're working it, you start realizing the parallels of the time of when these events happened are so similar.
Oh, right.
And then finding the truth, I can then just say, she may have been late, but if you listen to her text, if you listen to her music, she told you what was happening. This is why she insisted that I have got a responsibility to my music to respect the time.
Mm.
And so if you find the truth in her music, it just makes it to say, forget about Nina for a second. Tell the story of Eunice Raymond.
Yes, yes. I mean, people will naturally, of course, be attracted to her music, but you're also tackling some very serious issues in the show. You're looking at socio-political issues, gender-based violence, yes, and the like. And as you mentioned, yes, earlier, you're also presenting this as part of Black History Month celebrations. So it's not just going to be straightforward entertainment, I take it.
In fact, we're not even calling the playwright, in fact, let me say, insisted that this is not a musical.
Mm.
This is a play with music.
All right.
So at no point are we kind of going into a concert mode or kind of doing jukebox music styles, show musicals. What we are saying is, as we tell the story, we translate into you why the message was important. So it's not about us sort of giving into a concert. We're saying, this woman had something to say in the music. And the music still resonates and is now, I really think, the soundtrack of what happens in every story of just being Black and questioning. And I love that it's a female narrative because we see it every day. It's a dialogue that we need to fix amongst one another as women before we can then say, what is the world tearing us apart for?
Yes,
if we are tearing each other apart. And her music was in the 60s. It's still the same message.
Hmm. How does your...
all those subjects.
Yeah, sorry to come in there. In the show, how does your character interact with the other women?
So, you know, again, theater gives a lovely creative and poetic license in the sense that, so this is the song for women was a framework of sort of the civil rights movement. And so what we decided with James and Robert, it's just such a very present and very giving director. We said, these are women who Nina imagined in her head. She knew this was a struggle and a voice that she wanted for women, but we can ask ourselves, what if she met them? Because these are women that existed. So for me, it's all just tapping into what are the stereotypes that the world gives me as a woman. Before I'm Nina, automatically, I am put in a box. My social class is questioned. The color of my skin is questioned. My choices are questioned. My voice is questioned. Feminism is questioned. And more than anything, women have always questioned with my role about my struggle. Because we are fed to be told how to fight. Even now in South Africa, current South Africa, when we say men are trash, we've been told that we need to let go of sensitivity and the power of just being women and fight the struggle because we are now feeling like our men are not saying what we need them to say the most. If they said it, we wouldn't have to. So you come into this play and you say, what's my role? How are these generational curses and these generational conversations still being perpetuated? What are we learning? And it's sad to say, you look at us and you go, it's incredibly disheartening what slavery, apartheid, mm-hmm. how they've just created a backdrop to say, if we don't interrogate who we were as a people, what our struggles were for, we're still going to be at the same thing.
All right. Some profound issues that you're looking at there in this play. I'm so looking forward to seeing it, Busi. That was the voice of Busi Lurayi. She is the lead actress in this play that is going to kick off on the 1st of February at the Market Theatre. And it's a show dedicated to the life of late jazz singer Nina Simone. Let's listen to one of her more famous songs.
My baby don't care for shows.